Andrew here for leanmeanmarketing.com. In today's video, I want to talk to you about brandability and having a good brand domain. So let's get right to that. Today, I was reading a post on problogger.net. It was written by Darren Rouse. I'll provide a link right below this video. It included 6 domain purchase mistakes that he had made at some point in time. And I thought it was interesting. One of the things that was not mentioned in the post was having a good brandable domain. And by that, I mean a memorable name, something that when people hear it the first time, they'll remember it and they'll want to tell their friends and family and share it. I personally think that the days of EMDs, which are exact match domains, are pretty much over. And although you still may get some ranking benefit from it, the long-term value, I just don't see it anymore. Now, some of the great benefits to having a good branded domain, not only are your visitors going to share it and discuss it and want to tell other people about it, but when you appear in search engines and other places online, having a branded domain is going to increase your click-through rate as well. Now, one of the other benefits that people don't talk about a lot is that if you ever decide to sell your business, having a branded business or a branded domain name will yield you a much higher return if you decide at some point you want to sell your website. Here's a couple of great examples of branded domains. I already obviously mentioned ProBlogger. Another one is CopyBlogger. Then there's Superfast Business with James Schramko, which again, not only is it an excellent blog, but an excellent brand. And then obviously for myself, my main parent company, I didn't feel was a very good brandable name, not for online business. So that's why we went ahead with leanmeanmarketing.com, which obviously is a lot catchier and has a much better brand to it. Again, this is Andrew Hiddleston for leanmeanmarketing.com. I hope you found this video useful. I'll talk to you soon.